And then they will get the wood for the Hudson Bay Company. They get cut lots of wood up the river and then drift it down to the community and bring it up, and the staff, the servant you call them, or sometimes they call home guard, will do this, half-breeds. And then they will saw these wood and then pile them either outside, or they would create a wooden shed and then put it there for the winter. And then the rest of those people, sometimes they would do some logging up the rivers of the Fort Severn and Hayes River. And then they would bring in the logs down, and they would mill them. They would saw them with the hands milling saw, and the one that you use two men to pull it up and down. And they make logs. They make square logs and many things. And that's what these people do. The men, the Muskego people, walk to York Factory to work every summer. And this has happened for many, many years. As long as the Hudson Bay Company had to have a shipment of fur belts, which he cut it, which people have harvested and make it into a bundle of pail, I call it, a packaging of furs, which requires a press to squeeze them down and then sew the bag around them and then ship it out to England. And there were thousands of pounds of these things. They're loaded to the ship that is coming from New York, from England. And these furs were shipped back as they unload the goods from the overseas, which can be used as trading material, merchandise. And that was a story about why did this Opa-Kittawe, a special person, come to be outstanding kind of person. It's not really an outstanding, it was just the procedures that was done for the Hudson Bay Company operation. Okay, that is almost all I can say. Unless I could continue on describing the activities about those men, those who work during the summer in York Factory, they unload the ship, and once they finish unloading the ship, and then they return back to their home, to winterize wherever their hunting ground is located, as far as back as at James Bay, west coast of James Bay, and some up the river of the Hayes River, and right up to the, some of them to Fort Severn, right up to the upper lakes of these rivers. And that was the operation what the Hudson Bay Company did. And all these must be recorded, will be dated by the Hudson Bay Archives. Now, there was something that I had missed. What happened that time? When the men left their home on along the coast of Hudson Bay, southwest coast of Hudson Bay, or even to the west coast of James Bay, the men would leave there with their wives all summer. And the women would just keep the home and then move around and hunt it for themselves and for their kids. And the men would be gone for a long time. The men would return late in October, sometimes even November. And they were reunited with their family, and then they would move up inland, wherever they are, where they create their winter camp. And this repeated for years after years. And during that period between 1862 to 1885, thereabouts.